16th to 17th century. Most of the paintings on display in this room date to the period in Bologna's history, which stretched from the final years of the Bentivoglio family's dominion to the beginning of the artistic reform enacted by the Caraccis, a period which encompassed much of the 16th century. The works from the other schools overlap into the 17th century. In the middle of the room stands the Crucifixion, Francesco Fanti's early masterpiece, which embodies the transition from the grand 15th century Ferrarese tradition to a new style, described as sweetness of expression and unity of colors. According to the biographer Giorgio Vasari, Francia was the inventor and main representative of the style, along with Pietro Perugino. Later developments in early 16th century Bolognese art may be noted in a series of paintings, located as you enter on the wall to the right, which mainly depict the Madonna with Child. These include works by the so-called Raffaele Stanisenzo d'Armola and Girolamo da Cotignola, as well as a striking painting by the eccentric Amico Aspertini. Other works from the early 16th century include those by non-Bolognese artists Luca Signorelli from Cortona and Filippo da Verona. This room also features an ample selection of paintings from the second half of the 16th century by artists influenced by the Mannerist tradition, including The Crucified Christ by Bartolomeo Passerotti and works by Denise Calvet and Prospero Fontana. Concord in Silence, the large fresco by Orazio Sammachini, has always been housed in the Palazzo Comunale. The anonymous author of the Annunciation hailed from Ferrara, but clearly created his work in Bologna. This work also dates back to the last years of the 16th century. The group of portraits on display belong to the collection of the painter Pelagio Pelaggi, with the exception of the female lute player and portrait of an elderly woman. Among them stands out the beautiful portrait of an elderly man by Tintoretto. The ceiling dates to the Republican domination of Bologna after the French invasion, when this apartment was completely refurbished. Its French-style decoration has been attributed to the decorative painter Serafino Barazzi, who worked with the ornamentalist Francesco Santini, and includes revolutionary symbols such as trophies, sacrificial altars, and flags within an ample decorative structure inspired by the Bolognese tradition of quadratura, a branch of decorative art based upon the illusionistic representation of architectural elements.